It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time 8:31. Right now in Salt Lake City, as I mentioned, 39 degrees.
Still got a lot of southbound slowdowns through Davis County and coming into Salt Lake City from the north. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, cargo ships off the coast of Southern California are piling up. More than 100 waiting right now to dock in Long Beach and Los Angeles. ABC's Mona Corsair Abdi begins our team coverage on the U.S. supply chain squeeze.
The CEO of one toy making company says the cost of shipping supplies like cardboard and plastic have recently increased by 300%. He expects some toy prices to double by next year. The Biden administration has taken steps to alleviate the logjam, announcing that the Port of Los Angeles will operate 24/7. But a trade group representing clothing manufacturers is demanding more action, suggesting, quote, the use of the National Guard or using naval ports to help unload cargo.
Meanwhile, one economist is not worried about the long-term inflation picture. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt continues our team coverage.
Visiting University of Utah professor and senior economist at the Center for Economic and Policy Research, Dean Baker, says it's likely the backlog at ports around the country will eventually clear. Once that happens, he believes many of the reasons for price increases on a variety of goods will then be non-existent. He's hoping it'll be a matter of 3 to 6 months rather than years.
By the way, Boyd Matheson tomorrow will host a one-hour special from 1 to 2 o'clock talking about this very issue and check in with one of our sister stations in a port city, Seattle, KIRO, tomorrow between 1 and 2 o'clock. We have more information in the story, on the story, on our website at kslnewsradio.com. Bad weather kept the Utah Department of Transportation from removing barricades and opening up the split lanes on southbound I-15 from Riverdale to Layton overnight. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says they'll try it again later this week.
UDOT says they'll close southbound I-15 at Riverdale Wednesday night. When it opens again Thursday morning, the split will be gone and three lanes will be open through the construction area. UDOT's Mitch Shaw told KSL-TV's Mike Anderson it'll take a while longer to add a new express lane.
The express lane won't be open quite yet. That'll come a few months later. The project is scheduled to finish by the end of this year.
Lane restrictions will remain in place on the northbound side for at least 2 more months. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
And an audit of the State Health Department says the agency is too influenced by federal money, not state health priorities. Here's KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
This audit came at the request of lawmakers. It alleges the State Health Department applies for federal money based on what's available, not based on the needs of the state.
We don't believe that the grants and the funding priorities sought after by the department are a result of clear direction and strategy. Rather, the availability of funded grants is driving priorities, not strategy.
Senior Audit Supervisor Jesse Martinson says the agency isn't innovating because their money comes from these federal grants. Executive Director Nate Checkett says they are trying to find ways to get funding to cover their base needs.
So that we can be more strategic as we look at grants and not just need to accept a grant in order to cover some of our base funding.
The audit also said they need to work with legislators more. Checkett says they are ready to implement the audit's findings. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.